Rangers and Padres wrapping up their four-game home-and-home series. Mike Dapoli has been struggling this year, but when he does get hot, take cover. Padres draw first blood in the first.
Another 2-2, and this one softly hit and threw into left field, a base hit. Up with a baseball and left to Shields, but he will not offer a throw to the plate. So Shimp gets a run home, and the Padres score first tonight. They lead 1-0. Mike Napoli will start things off. And he's swinging. Hits this one deep to left field, and it's going to carry all the way out of here. A home run for Napoli. Rangers are on the board, and they've cut the lead in half. Down by a run in the ninth. Andrews, though, at first.
Swung on and a high drive to short center field. Coming on is Margot. Still coming. He dives, and he can't hold on. Elvis all the way to third on a bloop single by Jonathan Lucroy. First and third and one out, and Rougned Odor coming up.
Well, either Elvis got the most amazing read in the world, or he really risked it there.
Here's Odor, and he shoots this one through. That's a base hit into left field. That'll tie the game. Andrews hits home plate, and we're even at two.
The winning run. Here comes the pitch. Napoli swings and belts one. He crushed it. That ball is history. A three-run, game-winning Jimmy Jack for Mike Napoli. What a shot. Globe Park is on its feet. A monster home run for Napoli wins it for the Rangers 5-2.
A never-say-die attitude propelled the Rangers to a four-run ninth inning, capped off by Mike Napoli's fourth career walk-off home run. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister sharing his thoughts on a dramatic 5-2 victory over the Padres.
Just the at-bats and the work that he's been putting in, the timing has gotten much better. When it looked like it's getting that foot down in time, barreled in a good position. And he's a guy that right now they all gravitate towards, talk to, listen to about their swings. I think that more than anything else, he's poured himself into his work. He's been out early pretty much every day with a lot of these young guys and just grinding the bats. But I think he really early tonight with the walks, the walk last night, really seeing the ball well, paid off tonight with the two home runs. Felt like he got the lefty and then he got the velo, which is nice to see.
Two-part question. One, was this, in your opinion, Martin Perez's best start of the season? And then two, when it was time to take him out, can you talk us through that thought process of when you knew it was time?
Yeah, you can look at some of the numbers inside, 16, 3 or less. 13 ground balls. He gave up 7 hits, but they were all singles. And so 3 strikeouts. He had the 2 walks, 1 on me, 1 on him. but really felt like that Martin seemed to be in control of what he really wanted to do. I know he got behind 7 hitters, 4 of them reached, which that in itself is something he continues to work on. Like the fact that the walks were limited, like the fact that he kept the ball on the ground. And as far as the timing of taking him out, it was just a situation to where, look, those hitters have had a long look at him. Margot had seen him a number of times. Felt like that the opportunity to bring in Tony Barnett, who can be a ground ball guy, swing and miss guy. Bases loaded there. We needed a double play ball. We needed a strikeout. We got the fly ball, sack fly, which looked like to be a pretty good pitch. And he put a good swing on a ball, got enough of it to. And I thought Delino made a great play on it. And then he was able to record the third out. But just it was more. A different look, a different arm, a different side of the rubber, the right-hander versus the right-hander. So that was the situation.
Mike Napoli hit a home run to win the game. He also hit a home run that looked like it gave you guys some CPR. Did you see your team kind of wake up a little bit or get some blood pumping after that first home run after what Richard had done for you guys?
Well, we can look at it that way. Look, these guys were grinding all night long. We haven't, it's no secret, we haven't really mounted a whole lot of charge against left-handers, left-handed starters. Anytime you're able to put a run on the board in that situation, it does create a different buzz and some energy inside the dugout.
Jonathan Lucroy had a key single in the ninth inning off Padres closer Brandon Maurer, but had that ball been caught, it could have turned into a disastrous game-ending double play. Here is the Rangers catcher sharing his thoughts after the game.
Look, I mean, sooner or later you're gonna work your way up. I mean, the law of averages tell you that. So, you know, whenever your guys are struggling, and traditionally in the past they've been really, really good, you know, sooner or later, you know, that talent, that ability is going to show up, and hopefully we can continue to grind it out and keep rolling forward, you know, and guys continue to keep getting better and, you know, keep, you know, just improving, really, because, like I said, sooner or later, you know, their talent's going to come out, and we're going to start rolling through some stuff.
Forgive me if you've already answered this, but just being able to put together three straight, to do it, come from behind again, just the way this team has put together these three has got to be big for them.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have an offense that's struggling a little bit and we're struggling to score runs, you know, on a consistent basis, getting on base and stuff, a lot of strikeouts. But, you know, we were able to, our pitcher, our starter was able to keep him off the board. I mean, whenever you give up one run over seven or whatever it is, you know, and ended up being two, you know, that's pretty good. I mean, if you have an offense that is somewhat competitive, then you're going to have a chance to win every night. And, you know, if you have a starter go out there, if I knew our starter go out and give up two runs or less every night, we're going to be in a good, pretty good shape. So, you know, I definitely happy with how Martin threw really well, and hopefully we can continue the momentum going forward until tomorrow.
Thursday's star was, without question, Mike Napoli. First drilling a homer in the eighth inning to get the Rangers on the board, and then sending the ballpark into a frenzy with a walk-off blast one inning later. Here is the beloved Ranger veteran on Thursday's comeback win.
Man, it's been a struggle, but I'm just going to keep grinding and keep working. Try to do anything I can help us win.
What are you trying to do, not just on the field, but in the clubhouse?
Man, I'm just trying to show them how to go about their business. You know, even when you struggle, you need to show up every day, work. Show them that, you know, every day is a new day. And you know, that's what I've been doing. You know, I'm going to work hard if I'm going good or bad. So it's nice to finally contribute.
The Rangers continue their homestand on Friday when the A's arrive in Arlington.